Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Today we're being joined by Morehead State University President, Dr. Jay Morgan. And Dr. Morgan, thanks for spending some time
with
us today.
Great to be with you, Chuck. It's a cold morning in Morehead.
It has been for several days.
It has been for some time.
Can you do anything about that? That's the real reason why you're here.
I got a call from the local superintendent this morning that school was called off, and when I went in to tell my daughter about it, she said, I hope he calls tomorrow morning as well.
Well, let's talk about the goings-on at Morehead State. I know that there are several things to talk about. Well, we'll start right now with some searches for some important positions here at MSU that need to be filled. And I guess most notably, we'll start with the provost position. Dr. Stephen Ralston is retiring at the end of the school year, and you'll need to find someone to fill his shoes.
Correct. We have a number of what I would call higher-level searches for some key administrators going right now. The first, as you mentioned, is our provost and vice president for academic affairs, Dr. Ralston, who is, I believe he's been with us about 4 years or so. And I've known Dr. Ralston for quite some time, even before coming to Morehead, and always enjoyed working with him. And he's expressed a desire maybe to spend a little bit more time playing golf or in Florida. So I'm not quite for sure where life will take him after this, but he wants to slow down some. We have started a search for a provost. We actually put the ad out right before we broke for the holidays, and that's circulating around in the Chronicle. We've got a committee of about 15, 16 people. It's kind of your standard screening and search committee, and we'll be meeting with them in about a week and charging them to find us a couple of good provost candidates. I think, Chuck, that we'll have some candidates on campus for public forums probably sometime in March or so. We'll try to scatter them in and around spring break time, not on spring break, but either right before or right after. Our goal is to try to have an individual identified by early to early mid-April, and then the individual would start in July.
Do you have an idea of the qualities and characteristics you'd like to see in a new provost when they come in?
Sure, I do. We're looking for a strong provost who can lead our academic side of the house. As you know, performance funding in the state of Kentucky's become very important. We need an individual that may understand some performance funding pieces. We need an individual who can work well with faculty, staff, the public, students, be very student-oriented. We're a student-oriented, student-centered university, so we want to continue that. And as you know, we've got some challenges going forward. All state public universities have some challenges, both on the budget side and with changes with the General Assembly and the way that we need to shape and mold programs for our economy going forward. So we need an individual who's going to be a Superman or Superwoman, and that's going to be hard to find, but we're going to look for them.
At the same time, you're still continuing a search for the new vice president for student affairs, which has been a job that has been filled on an interim basis by Dr. Russ Mass since last summer.
That's correct. As you know, Dr. Bentley departed Morehead to go back to be closer to family in Michigan, and we certainly respect his desire to do so. Russ Mass has been filling that for several months now and has done a phenomenal job. I think several people have noted the good job he's done. We have introduced a search for a VP for Student Affairs. I believe, Chuck, that they're interviewing the latter part of this month and early part of February. I would really like to get an individual identified. I think we have 5, 6, 7 candidates. I'm not for sure. I haven't even looked at the candidate list, but I've been told it's 5 or 6 internal candidates. We hope that we can identify a good person mid-February and get them in place soon after that.
There's an important note to make. You said the vice president for student affairs. When Dr. Jason Bentley was here, he was the vice president for student success. So it sounds like the job has changed a little bit in the requirements.
We've modified it a little bit back to kind of originally how it was before Dr. Bentley came to Morehead. And the reason we did that is because with the new state performance funding metrics, much of that is academic related. And we felt like with Dr. Bentley's departure that we needed to move those segments and those functions back over under Dr. Laurie Couch, who is under the provost, so she can work with the faculty and the deans and the chairs to really shape those a little bit better. We've returned this position to a traditional vice president for student affairs, and they'll oversee all the traditional student affair type activities and also participate in supporting some of our student success features. So it isn't all gone, but the majority of it was placed under Dr. Couch, so she could really guide the academic side of the house there.
Have these job searches been challenging in the sense that everyone knows what the situation is for higher education in funding in terms of what Kentucky's dealing with right now, and particularly Morehead State? And anyone who walks in here has got to be someone who's willing to deal with a tough situation. So has it made searching for these two jobs maybe a little bit more difficult in any way?
Well, it could. We're just now into the tip of the provost search, so we have not seen what the candidate pool will be. I think anyone looking at searches now for particularly a lot of states around us knows that higher education's in a challenging environment. You can read the newspapers, whether you're from Kentucky or outside Kentucky, and see that our state is having a couple of budgetary hiccups. Frankfurt is trying to flesh through kind of where they want to go on either tax reform or no tax reform, pension reform or no pension reform. But I think what we've tried to do is we've tried to position getting good people here or promoting people internally is to have a good combination of searches that are external, national searches, and a number of searches that allow folks kind of from the inside to, you know, to go to the next level and progress through their career. Our provost search is external. Our vice president for student affairs search is internal. We're also, we just recently, about 2 days ago, had two new individuals start. One is our new chief information officer. That was an internal search, and Chris Howes will be filling that. Chris started January 2 or 3. Chris was an internal candidate and is going to do a good job for us. Consequently, and on the other side of the coin, our new chief facility officer, who also started January 2nd, Mr. Kim Oatman, that was an external field.
That's someone you know, right?
I do know Kim. I haven't had a lot of contact with him for several years. Mr. Oatman was at the University of Louisville for a while as a facility guy there. Prior to that, he had some experience down at Murray State, and that's where I got to know him. We have not crossed paths in quite some time, but
certainly, though, it probably helps that you do know of his work.
I do know of his work. He was a chief facility officer down at Murray for several years. He's got 16, 18, 20 years in this kind of business, both in the private industry, private engineering firms, also at Louisville and Murray State. So very well qualified. Chris Howes is very well qualified, so two good fills there. And we're really trying to balance a combination of internal and external fills as we go forward.
You know, and back to the job searches that you're conducting right now, we talked about the challenges involved with that, but at the same time, you have to feel that Morehead State has some selling points that you can utilize.
We do. And, you know, in talking to these individuals and as we go forward with future searches, we've really been selling that even though it's common knowledge that the state of Kentucky is having budgetary hiccups, but when people look at Morehead State, they know that we're a student-centered school. Student success is what the university has been known for many, many years. Caring faculty, caring staff, we take care of our students. And if you come here, you know that you're not a number. You're a person, and people know your name, and they're willing to work with you both in and outside the classroom and athletics and student events and other things. And I think people look for that. I think good people, future employees who are looking around at where their next position might be, like those qualities in a small to medium size, good quality school like us.
More of a family atmosphere.
Family atmosphere. You know, you walk down the street, you know people, you say hello to students, you eat with them in, you know, our dining halls around campus, you go to the movies with them. You go on school trips with them, and that's attractive to people.
Well, obviously, you're watching the 2018 General Assembly session very carefully and what's going on there. And, of course, you know, the members of the legislature have a lot of balls in the air right now when you talk about public pension reform, mm-hmm. tax reform possibly, and also they've got to put together a new two-year budget for the state, which includes higher education.
You know, Chuck, I don't envy any of these guys in Frankfort right now, any of our legislators or the governor's office. And it is a very difficult environment there from a lot of aspects. I was over in Frankfort yesterday just touching base with a couple of our legislators and trying to get a real feel of where we are. And if you've read the newspapers or the blogs over the past couple of months, probably the 800-pound gorilla is pensions. And are we going to have pension reform? Are we going to have pension changes? What's going to happen there? And I've really expressed our legislators all across the state and the governor's office to the degree that I can that we need some type of pension reform. I don't know what that looks like. I'm not a pension expert. I don't know what it looks like, but I do know that we need some type of change. Our pension cost increase here at Morehead and all across Kentucky, whether you're in K-12 education or higher education or city or county government or quasi-government, is skyrocketing, and it's unsustainable. We're going to have to do something. I hope along the way that our state does the right thing. And I'd like to see some tax reform. Again, I don't know what tax reform looks like. That's for folks to sort out. But we need tax reform to create some new revenue in the state. Our state has about a $10 to $11 billion budget. But it's my understanding that we have about equal or more, maybe $12 or $13 billion of tax loopholes, non-taxed entities, whatever you want to call it, in the state. And it looks to me like you could change 10% of it and maybe get the revenue that we need. We've been told that there may be budget cuts, double digits for higher education all across the state. So you've got 2- and 4-year universities really trying to think through and strategize through, you know, how they're going to accomplish some of the things they may have to. So I'm hopeful that we can get pension reform. I'm hopeful we can get tax reform. Hope we can get a budget that is kind to higher education and kind to Morehead State University. I've got all fingers, all toes crossed, and I'm holding my breath. And I'm not sure all that can be accomplished in a 60-day session.
I was going to ask you that in your conversations with some of these state legislators, and I won't ask you to name them, but. Are they telling you that they might be able to accomplish all three of those
things?
Well,
I think there's optimism in the air in Frankfort, and I don't know. Once, you know, they've been in session 2 days now. I guess this is their third day, so the year is young or the session is young. You know, the ones that I've talked to on both sides of the aisle feel optimistic they can do something. Now, defining something, everybody has a little bit definition of that. I think for the sake of our state, for the sake of the Commonwealth, for the sake of K-12 education, for the sake of higher education, something has to be done. And they're going to have to get in a room and sort it out. And I'm hopeful that one of the first things they can do is some type of pension reform. Again, that's for them to sort out. I don't know what it looks like. But we have to have some relief in Kentucky on what we're paying in pensions. And whether that's through tax reform to pay for some of it, or tax reform to plug some of the other parts of the deficit, they're going to have to make some tough choices. And I'm hopeful they'll rise to the occasion and do so.
Again, we're on the front page today. I'm Chuck Meraz, and our guest is Morehead State University President Dr. Jay Morgan. We are going to pause for just a moment, come back with more on the show right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to today's Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Dr. Jay Morgan, president of Morehead State University, is with us today on the program. We've been talking in the last few minutes about the 2018 General Assembly session, which the budget for the next 2 years for the state will be decided during this legislative session, and obviously funding for higher education. And I know you're trying to plan for Morehead State's new budget, Dr. Morgan, and how difficult is it when you don't know what the state might or might not give you?
Well, you know, Chuck, it's been very difficult. It's almost It's almost like throwing darts at a billboard size budget. You don't know where to aim right now. We have pension reform in the air. We have potential tax reform in the air. We have an unknown budget. We've been told that there's going to be cuts to higher education. We've got our own challenges here locally and regionally. So it's a bit of playing chess, and I've kind of joked with people. It's cold in Moorhead this morning, but it's hot in Frankfort, and those guys are under the gun to hopefully get something done. I think Moorhead State going forward will always be a strong university. We're a $152 million budget. We're going to be okay. We may look a little different going forward, and all state universities may look a little different going forward, but we'll have to make some necessary adjustments. But I've also told the folks in Frankfort, we have good people here. We can figure out how to solve some problems. Let us help you solve some problems. And if you'll engage the state universities and colleges, if you'll engage K-12 education, we'll help you figure out some of the problems. We'll be team players, but we need some help in education.
When you talk about that, it made me think, from a budget standpoint, I guess, do you go ahead and put together maybe different types of contingency plans?
Right now, we're working on a number of budgetary plans. We call them mock-ups. We probably have 5 to 7 different mock-ups, everything from 0 increase in tuition to 1-3% increase in tuition to planning for a potential double-digit budget cut from our state appropriation from Frankfort. What does a 5% state budget cut look like? What's a 10% look like? What's a 15% look like? How do you overlay tuition or no tuition there? The hard factor to factor in that we've really never had to do significantly before in the state of Kentucky is the 66% increase in pension cost. And July 1 is when that 66% increase kicks in. We're going to have to pay 84 cents on every dollar of payroll going forward into the pension system. That's unsustainable. I don't know anybody in the state that can do that. Nobody can do that in public government, in K-12 education, in higher education. And that's really been the 800-pound gorilla, how to figure that out. So we're moving a lot of chips around, and we hope by February or March we really get a signal of where the General Assembly is going to land on a number of these things, and we can start solidifying a budget. But we've started planning. We've started mashing out cost all over campus. We've been looking at new revenue. We've been looking at areas to grow the university. Where do we invest in new strategic programs that will try to grow the university? We've tried to jumpstart some new fundraising and get a new capital campaign going, and are looking at a new capital campaign, maybe kickstarting that early next fall. So lots of balls in the air right now, and I don't know that anybody knows a solution, even Frankfort.
When you talk about the increase in the pension contribution by the university to its employees, and you said 66%, how much does that add up to, say, on a one-year basis?
Our pension cost between last year and this year are going up about $3.1 million new dollars year over year. If the current pension costs stay in place, July 1, we'll spend roughly 35 to 36, maybe 37% of our total state appropriation solely on pension cost.
Wow, that's a lot.
So that limits what any university can do. And Moorhead's not in a silo here. You've got other state universities. Our two-year colleges are grappling with the same thing. So many of our friends across the state are scratching their head just like we are.
At the same time, for the last several months, we talk about the budget. You've also been working on a new strategic plan to move Moorhead State forward with.
We are. When I arrived to Moorhead, our strategic plan at the time was naturally sunsetting by date, so it was a good time to jumpstart a new one. We put together, Chuck, about 70 to 80 people all across the university to try to get a very broad-based group of really good thinkers to sit down and over the course of about 3 to 4 months come up with some really good ideas to vision out where we want to be going forward. We're a traditional university. We'll always be a traditional university serving a very good region of the state that has a lot of challenges. But I wanted our people, faculty, staff, students, all in the same room talking about where we want to go in the future. I have some things I'd like to do with the university, but I wanted to know what our people wanted to do. And they really have brought forth what I consider a great plan. They finished that up in early December. We've done just some edits. We put it in kind of a template form so it looks presentable. And we'll be unrolling that to our campus next week at our spring convocation. It'll be online for people to look at, comment on. We'll have a number of open forums and let folks come and ask questions. We had great people working on it. Again, 70 to 80 people. So probably the most input you could ever get on a strategic plan with that many people. And they came forth with some great ideas. Some are going to be challenging to do. Some are going to require cultural changes for the university. But I feel good in moving forward with much of this because this is what our campus said they want to do. And we're going to try to interweave a lot of that in our budget going forward. We're going to try to interweave a lot of it in our vision going forward. And we'll be talking about some of those next Wednesday at convocation.
Okay. Well, I love to go to the movies. And before the movies start, you always get
the preview. You want the preview.
I mean, it's a little bit of a synopsis, perhaps, of maybe what we might get a chance to hear and look
sure,
at.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
you can give us a little bit of a preview.
Very fair. We thematically, or we themed our strategic plan SOAR, S-O-A-R, S for student success, O for outcomes-based performance funding. We've got to do something around that. A for academic excellence, and R for continuing to build our reputation and our rankings and servicing the region. Couple of things that you'll see very quickly out of the chute at convocation. We're going to be looking at appointing a facility committee, a group of 6, 8, 10 good thinkers around campus to sit down and evaluate all of our facilities. As you know, we raised 6 buildings most recently. I think some of them are still coming down. I can hear some of the bulldozers outside. We did that to try to save costs. Those are old buildings. Some of them needed new roofs, some of them had bad plumbing, some of them had flooding in the basement. It was just a good time to bring those down to save on that utility piece. We have about 30% of all of our courses delivered online, and we got a lot of buildings around campus that are either underutilized or need to be looked at because we don't use them much anymore. So we're going to have a facility review committee that's going to be a broad-based committee to look at campus to try to give us some indication of, do we tear down Butler and Cooper Hall? What do we do with it? Nobody's in it right now. They're capped. There's no utilities on there. And give us your best recommendation on some of our buildings. You'll probably also see a little bit of a call out to look at how we do employee evaluations. This is not something that I necessarily wanted to do. You can hear the phone ringing here already this morning. And this is something that our employees brought forward on wanting a better annual evaluation process. So we'll probably have a small committee that will look at that. We're also going to have a group that will begin looking very, very quickly on making some changes in what we call fractional loads. And we're trying to get more people to teach in the classroom, fewer administrators around campus, more people teaching. We're going to be asking some of our staff to take on a very small teaching load, maybe teach a course or two a year. I think that's a good thing. I think that strengthens the university. I think it brings the faculty side and the staff side together and allows everybody to really be involved in student success.
Dr. Morgan, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Jay Morgan, president of Morehead State University. I'm Chuck Morales, host of Front Page. See you next time.